All right, back on the Young Turks. Casper, you went for a run. What happened next?
Okay, I feel like this kind of stuff happens to me so often that it almost seems like I'm making it up, right? Because
That's what I suspect.
How could it possibly happen to the same person so often? But it does. So I was told that the best way to feel good, I've been reading Market Watch. I like Market Watch. I think sometimes they have really good articles. And so,
what is that, CBS?
I don't even know, to be honest. I don't know who they're owned by. But every once in a while, they have some really interesting articles, like about the economy, about the markets, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so they had this advice column written by a really successful guy who has ADHD, and he was giving advice not just for people who have the same condition, but for everyone to become more successful, more productive. And you know, one of his suggestions was limit unnecessary choices. So don't dwell on what you're gonna wear every day. Just like throw out everything except for a few outfits. That way you have limited options. You're not wasting any time picking
out. This is what I was talking about a couple of days ago.
I know, but like it's hard. It's hard for women because A, I like being fashionable, and B, I'm a woman. Like women like to have a lot of clothes.
No. That's okay. Yeah. But I don't remember if I was saying it on air about the cognitive fatigue.
Yes, that's what he was referring to. I don't remember if you said it on air, but it's a thing.
No, I was talking about it. Maybe I was on also, I don't remember. Anyway, I think it was. I apparently have cognitive fatigue and I can't remember. Anyway, it was, for example, Obama had someone picking out his clothes every day for him.
You did talk about it on air, now I remember.
Yeah, because they didn't want him to make too many choices because it does actually wear you down. And that's why I'm going slower now. Because man, if anybody's got cognitive fatigue, it's me. Man, I make 1,000 choices a day and they're not easy.
It's exhausting. Yeah. So that was one of his tips. Another tip though, and this is, you know, the point of this whole story was you have to exercise every day, non-negotiable. And it's not about weight, it's not about looking good, it's about feeling good. And he's absolutely right. When you don't exercise, you start to kind of feel sluggish, you feel down, and I've been experiencing that a lot lately. And I've been told by a number of people, even if it's 30 minutes, you have to get some exercise every day. So today, even though I really didn't want to, and I would rather spend that extra 30 minutes doing more work on my computer, I was like, I'm gonna go for a run, I'm gonna do it. By the way, he sleeps in the clothes that he plans on wearing to his workouts every morning. That way he's ready to go for his exercise.
Okay, this guy is obviously out of control.
Okay. I might try that.
Okay, but I am not that far off from it. Because I sleep in a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
I could just go.
Exactly. So anyway, so today I go for a run and I was definitely feeling sluggish and down this morning, but the runner's high finally kicked in. And I was like, yeah, I'm feeling good. It's gonna be a good day. And then as it like finally kicked in, all of a sudden I get confronted by a homeless woman who has a severe mental illness, right?
So at first— Did the Republicans give her a gun?
No, but Republicans would argue that I should have had a gun. Right,
okay, and that she should have had a gun, and that you could both stand your ground.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, keep going.
So I'm running toward her, and as I'm running toward her, I notice that she's like flailing her arms. And I don't know, I don't really think about it much because there's all sorts of homeless people in LA that do the same thing. And usually they don't approach you, but they'll talk to themselves or flail, move their arms around aggressively. And then, No, she's coming for me. And I have my earphones in, so I don't hear what she's saying, but I can tell she's yelling at me and she's approaching me with the intention of hitting me. And I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? And so I start moving closer and closer toward the street to avoid her, and then she keeps coming for me. Like she was very persistent. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I literally ran into the street to avoid her, and she didn't follow me into the street, luckily. And also luckily, since it was morning time, it was bumper to bumper traffic, so the cars were stopped. But there were people in the cars, they saw what was going on, no one cared, no one like thought to like help me. I was really scared. And so finally, like I got on the street and then I ran around a car and then finally got back onto the sidewalk. And then when she was far enough, at this point, I'm pretty much sprinting. When she was far enough, I was so irritated that that happened. And maybe this isn't the right way to respond. And obviously, she's not in the right state of mind. But I just turned around and I was like, I gotta get this out. And I was just like, fuck you, fuck you. And then I probably looked like a crazy person. And then I ran away because I'm fucking tired of it. Like, I'm tired of it, okay? Years ago, couple years ago, not like 10 years ago, in my old neighborhood, there was another homeless person who had a severe mental illness who approached me swinging his belt. And it had like a heavy object tied to it. But this guy looked like he was from The Walking Dead. Like, he wasn't fast. He didn't look like he was approaching me quickly. So I didn't see him as threatening, even though he had a weapon. This woman was fast and she was persistent and she was coming at me very quickly. Yeah. So I was just like, and by the way, this kind of stuff is gonna come up more and more often because we don't deal with mental illness in the country. We don't deal with homelessness in the country. So, and by the way, I'm not living in like a crazy unsafe neighborhood. I'm living in one of the safest neighborhoods in Los Angeles, but it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter if it's the safest neighborhood. This is a problem that people are gonna experience everywhere.
Yeah, so it's becoming more and more prevalent in California. Northern California is unbelievable. So look, it's hard not to get frustrated in your situation. You feel besieged and this keeps happening to you. Now, of course, the productive way to handle it as a society is, for God's sake, let's get those people help. You know, she doesn't know what she's doing.
I know
you know that.
Yeah.
So maybe a slight difference between me and you, and I don't mean to, don't take it the wrong way, I'm not blaming you or anything, is that I try really hard to avoid trouble. Because I have plenty of trouble already in my life. I am overflowing with trouble. So if I see a homeless person acting slightly strange on the other side, on my side of the road, I'm crossing the other side of the road before he can even see me, or you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like my dad in this case, okay? And you know, look, you're a better person than I am in a sense, because like that dog, to be honest with you, that dog story, I remember that.
God, I hate this neighborhood. I just hate this neighborhood. I hate it so much.
I know. But so there was a story where Anna did the right thing and she rescued a dog not on a leash and stuff.
And it ended up being a complete and utter disaster. Lost my car keys because I was so distracted by saving this dog that I must have dropped my keys. Then I couldn't find my keys. Then I had no access to my home. It was a mess.
I know, but so and then you're carrying the dog the whole time, and this makes you a better person and me a worse person. But I got to go get money out of politics. I ain't got time for a dog without a leash. So I'm going to keep it real. I probably wouldn't have done what you did, right?
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't have had that trouble, right? But you're a good person for trying to rescue that dog. I just would have been a less good person and went on with my life because we got to get money out of politics.
No,
do you
I
see
know.
What I'm saying? Because
no,
I got to save my powder in that case. And I'm not an establishment Democrat. I save my powder, then I fucking use it. Right?
Yeah, no, I know you do. But also understand that and I think you know this, I don't go out looking for trouble.
No, of course not. I know. I'm just saying be more proactive in avoiding it.
No, right? I just think that being outdoors is a bad idea at this point. Right? And that sucks because I love running. Running is the only form of exercise that I genuinely enjoy. I like yoga too, but sometimes I feel like it's too slow for me. Like, I want to run. I want to like feel my heart pumping. I want to get that endorphin rush.
By the way, you're actually in a good mood today, and I think it's because you ran.
100%.
Despite the fact that you had that bad incident, you're in a much better mood today.
Yeah.
I also ran this morning. I'm in a worse mood. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't get the runner's high, man. I get the runner's low, like, oh fuck, this is a pain in the ass to run in the middle of the morning, and I'm not a morning person, right? So, and it sets me back half an hour or 35 minutes, however long it takes me to run, even though I'm kind of like that guy, just run outside and start running like a madman, come back in and go, because I ain't got time for anything. So sometimes when I work out with weights, I do feel a little bit of endorphin rush later in the day.
That's good.
Okay, so I think like maybe I get it a little bit. And I'm a weird person, which I think you know this. I'm like a weird guy. Coke does not affect me at all. No caffeine, no nothing, right? Coffee, boom. Caffeine rush, I'm raring to go, okay? It affects me dramatically. Okay, so everybody's a little different. Anyway,
Yeah, it doesn't. Coffee does nothing for me.
So last thing is, there is such a thing as luck, and there's going to be an important life lesson in here. If you care to take life lessons from me, God help you. Is that look? You do catch bad luck. Sometimes you catch a bad, an unlucky streak, and you are.
Yes.
So, for example, when I'm running, I actually have almost nothing but positive
experiences,
right? People shouting encouraging things, whether they're Young Turks fans. There's a guy that on the path that I run that every once in a while is out there, and he's like, "Oh, good to see you again," and yada, you're like positive. Mm-hmm. And even the people who don't mean it, like say positive things, like keep going, right?
Yeah.
Like the ones who think I'm obviously too overweight to run, and this is the first time I've ever done it, but at least they're trying to be encouraging, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I get good vibes out of that.
That's
so
awesome. And what am I doing wrong? Like, am I doing something wrong? Like, do I give off some sort of vibe that attracts the bad stuff?
No. But look, sometimes on the streets, stuff will go wrong. I didn't want to tell the story because I don't want to encourage people. You guys remember, please don't let it spread. Anyway, now I've totally
ruined
it.
Just don't share it. You don't have to.
Anyway, I guess I didn't mind that much. Okay, I can't help it.
Okay.
I can't help it. Okay, I meant this was not about a run. I'm at an airport. A guy recognizes me. Most of the time, I can tell when someone recognizes me because they stare for a little too long, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And usually, it's a good thing. And sometimes, if we're stopped or I'm at a restaurant, then they'll turn around and say hi, and it's all great, right? Very rarely, it'll be a conservative. And this guy, he looked at me. He recognized who I was, and then I could tell, like, he's like thinking of, but we're coming closer and closer.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, "Dick," and walks away. Now, I was actually greatly amused by it, so maybe it's not such a bad thing.
That's all he could think of.
Like, that's right.
Wow.
And to be fair to him, he really didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And people were looking around like, "What in the world just happened?" Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care. That's fine. But like, If I was gonna apply the Jenk principle, the minute I saw like a glare in his eye, like I gotta do something, right? You know, I should have just walked in the other direction or whatever, just super casually.
Yeah.
Don't like panic and be like, "Sick to run," right? In that case, I don't care. He can say anything he wants. But
yeah.
Just like at the first sign of trouble, think of Dogan Uger. Okay. So back in 1978, there's a little bit of violence in the streets in Turkey, the left wing versus the right wing.
Gone.
My dad said, "Pack the bags, gone." Okay, we're going to America.
Pack the bags. Yeah, it's the way to go.
Pack the bags, okay? All right, so what's the life lesson? So here's the life lesson. So I got a little bit about, like, I've had a 12-year run of bad luck in fantasy football. I know you don't believe me.
Aww.
I know, and I know that you don't care. Okay, so remember how yesterday I was telling you in the post game, my defense scored 2 touchdowns. I'm likely to win. I feel good. Wrong. Not likely to win. 26-point lead gone because his fucking tight end got 17 points. And the last play of the game, not the last play of the touchdown, but the field goal that decided the game cost me the points I needed, and I lost by 2 points. Okay.
I know tight end.
It's funny. And last week, same thing. I lost by less than a point. I can't catch a fucking break, right? So now, boy, you should have problems like that. I'm the luckiest man alive. That's a shao problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A tiny little problem. But the life lesson is, look, everybody catches bad breaks. And sometimes you catch a lot of them, or you keep on catching them.
Yeah.
The question isn't whether you're gonna catch good breaks or bad breaks, because that's definitely gonna happen. The question is, how do you respond to them?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, pick yourself back up, everything's gonna be all right. I'm gonna do some trades. I'm gonna figure it out. Okay, I gotta get a better quarterback, but don't tell any of the guys in the league. Okay, I don't want them to think I'm panicking. Anyway, so when you get a bad break, don't get too down, okay?
Yeah.
Back up, and everything's gonna be all right.
I'm feeling good.
And look at her. Get a nice endorphin rush, and everything's gonna be all right. All right, guys. I'm gonna do the overtime for you guys in a second. And she'll see you tomorrow. Part of the reason I'm doing more stories for you is because I got a trip to DC. And so, I'll be back.